With the massive advances in technology and robotics, it's natural to wonder what's next. Robots interacting with humans in the way humans interact with each other is still only an idea brought to life through science fiction movies. Dr. Gleason is challenging this idea with breakthrough research at the University of British Columbia.
There's a lot of momentum going on now, both in industry and in the robotics community, to actually get people and robots working together. And sort of the vision is that you would have a human worker working alongside a robotic coworker, and each of them would be helping one another, you know, doing the things that they're best at and getting help from, you know, their partner with the things that their partner is better at.
First, in order to understand how robots and humans could interact efficiently, Dr. Gleason extensively studied how humans interact with each other. He found that when humans are communicating, very rarely do humans explicitly say what they mean, and a lot of information has to be assumed. How, then, do humans make these assumptions? Nonverbal communication. This consists of hand gestures, body movements, and eye gazes. However, nonverbal communication, as intuitive as it seems, is a difficult task for a robot. This is because robots are limited to only hand gestures, since technology isn't advanced enough for other forms of nonverbal communication, such as eye gaze. The problem then becomes how to have robots and humans interact using limited nonverbal communication. Dr. Gleason came up with a basic set of hand gestures related to various tasks, which was found to be easily interpreted by both humans and robots, making Dr. Gleason's research one of the first stepping stones towards human-robot interactions. Dr. Gleason is particularly interested in human-robot interaction within manufacturing assembly lines. What once used to be repetitive car manufacturing plants are moving towards dynamic assembly lines that are always changing. A human is great at this because they can respond and adapt to the changing work environment, unlike a robot. However, robots are particularly good at remembering details, a flaw of the human brain.
So it can be a real challenge for the workers to remember exactly what has to happen in all these, you know, hundreds of different variations. And that's a case where a robot's great because memory is easy for machines. So if there's a good way of the machine communicating to the person, it's easy for the machine to remind the person, you know, this is what you do on this one. This part goes there this time instead of over here. So.
A human-robot team is the perfect solution. And it doesn't stop there. The possibilities for human-robot collaboration are endless.
There's also big interest in home healthcare. The idea of robotic aids, robotic assistance for people who need some help with their daily activities. But you know, there are a lot of reasons that a robotic assistant might be preferable in a lot of ways to a human assistant. Researchers have found that people who need help are often more comfortable getting that help from a robot, just because, you know, it's personal issues. Yeah, you don't. There's not the sense of embarrassment.
What once seemed like a distant reality is now closer than you think. There's a good chance you'll see a human-robot collaboration within your lifetime. Hey, you may even be part of a human-robot team. But contrary to what popular culture might make you think, robotics aren't going to take over the world. They are being developed to enrich lives and make life just a little bit easier.
Sounds provided by SoundCloud. Podcast produced by Nicole Gehring, Harleen Kalra, Curtis Ma, and Avinash Singh. Special thanks to Postdoctorate Research Fellow Brian Gleason at the University of British Columbia and Cole Allinger for providing the narration.